好，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我不太确定我怎么定今天的题目。
I'm not quite sure the top you know how to set the topic for today.
我定的是这样子。
This is what I set it to be.
就主耶稣对于我们做他门徒的权利。
The Lord Jesus, his right, authority over us as his disciples.
就是说主耶稣他有个权利要求我们做他的门徒。
That the Lord Jesus, he has a right, to ask us, to ask of us to be his disciples.
那这个其实是比较是我后半段要提的。
This is, more what I want to, speak on, the second half.
然后我今天的目的其实是希望我们众弟兄姊妹呢都做一个跟随主走主道路的人。
But my purpose today is that, the brothers and sisters, we are all, be one that who follows the Lord and, you know, walk in His way.
就像刚才诗歌所唱的。
Just like the hymn before.
但愿我们都能够做一批是跟随主的人。
That we are one, who are following the Lord.
我们不会半途而废。
That we would not turn aside, halfway.
我们能够靠着主呢跟着主一直走到底。
That we can, by you know, trusting in the Lord, and we follow the Lord all the way.
对，我想这是我今天的心愿和目的。
This is my heart's desire and my purpose today.
我们一同翻到提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn together to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章的六到八节。
Second Timothy 4:6-8.
提摩太后书四章六到八，我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
第一件事情，我希望我们能够明白，我们信主之后呢，主量了一条路途给我们。
First thing I hope we all understand that when we believe in the Lord, He has already measured out a course for us.
刚才我们念的这段圣经呢，是保罗在觉得他在生命的终了之前呢，写给提摩太的信。
What we read earlier was when Paul, he felt that was at the very end of his life that he wrote this to Timothy.
你会感觉这是一个有点像是向提摩太告别的话。
You can feel like this is a farewell, message to Timothy.
然后也在最后呢，他表明我们保罗弟兄表明他的一生的一个回顾。
And also, it shows, a memory of, or just going back, to what he has walked through for Paul.
所以他这边特别提到说，有一条当跑的路呢，他已经跑尽了。
And here he said that, there is a course that he has already finished.
也就是说，对于我们弟兄来讲，他知道他的一生有一条路，有一条路程他要跑完。
So to our brother Paul, he knows that in his life there is a course that he has to finish.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们每一个基督徒都是如此。
Brothers and sisters, each of us Christian is the same.
所以我盼望这件事情慢慢越来越过不是我们头脑知道的一件事。
I hope this matter, more and more it's not just our head knowledge.
对，有的时候我在想象啦，如果你对一个小朋友说你人生有一条路要走。
Just imagine you tell a little child that, you know, your life, you have a course to go.
那他可能似懂非懂。
Maybe, the child knows and maybe not.
他说爸爸是个老经验了，他说人生有一条路。
Or that you're, well, he's experienced, he said, you know, there's a course in this life.
他就接受了，以后人生有一条路要走。
So you accept that there is a course in this life that I have to walk.
但是等我们年纪慢慢的越来越长。
As we grow.
我们还真的发现，原来我们真的在走一条人生的路。
And truly, we see that we are walking on a life journey.
有的时候好像，如果我们反应迟钝的话，
Maybe we are very slow.
等到我们到了中年的时候才发现，哦，在走一条路。
Then in our middle age, then we'll say, oh, you know, we are walking on a road.
然后我才明白已经走了一半多了。
But then, you know, I realized that I already walked half the way.
所以弟兄姊妹，盼望我们在今天主给我们机会的时候，我们知道我们有一条路要走。
So brothers and sisters, we hope that as the Lord gives us this opportunity, we know that we have a course to walk on.
然后我们发现说，跟我信主之前是不一样的。
And this is different from before I believed in Him.
信主之前似乎是在走某一种的路，反正最后是到了坟墓。
Before I believed the Lord, you know, I'm sort of walking on a course, but then it ends up in the grave.
但现在信主之后呢，我在走一条属天的道路。
But after I believe, I walk on this heavenly way.
然后它有一个目的，
and it has a destination.
它有一条过程，
there is a process to walk there.
然后我们希望在主的面前，我们好好的一步一步一步往前走。
And we hope that in the Lord, one step at a time, we walk forward.
盼望靠着主的恩典呢，我们一直能够坚持的走下去，并且能够走完我们一生要走的路程。
And we hope by the grace of the Lord that we can continue to walk on this road and walk and finish this.
在过去的时间里面，我其实提过一些这相关的信息。
In the past, I've mentioned similar messages.
我照着弟兄们的一些负担，我有提到生命之路。
And according to the burden of brothers, I have mentioned on the way of life.
我们信主之后呢，是在走一条生命，并且是一条里面的道路。
After we believe in the Lord, we are walking in this life. It's an inner life.
对，不再是头脑跟外面的一个行为。
It's an inner way. It's no longer in our head knowledge or in our outward actions.
我们里面有一个活泼的、有圣灵的带领。
And in us, there is this lively leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们在追求一个生命的成熟跟长大。
And we are pursuing that this life will grow and mature.
然后我也提一次讲到说我们在走一条教会的路。
I've also mentioned that we're walking on this way of the church.
对，神把我们放在一个大家庭里面。
God put us in this big family.
他叫我们不要再只是变成一个个人，变成一个个人主义的人。
That we're no longer an individual and going to individualism.
我们发现我们是在被摆在神的家里面。基督的身体里，我们一同的来建造，一同来长进。
And we see that we are being put into the body of Christ, the church, and God's house that we can together we grow together.
我们也在走一条十字架的路。
We are also walking on the way of the cross.
这条路叫我们学习谦卑。
And this road, this way helped us to learn humility.
学习顺服主的权柄。
And to learn to submit to God's authority.
弟兄姊妹，这几个是缺一不可的。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot do with any of them. Do without any of them.
同时进行的。
They are going together, parallel.
当然，我要提一个事情，我们的确知道说，我们每一个个人都要有美好的学习。
Indeed, we know that each of us we have to have learning before the Lord.
然后当我们每一个个人都有一个美好的学习的时候呢，我们整个聚会呢才会有一个有见证、有活泼生命的光景。
And each of us, if we were to, every one of us to learn before the Lord, then the whole church can have a right condition before Him.
对，这个是对的，就是说我们个人要先有学习，整个聚会才有一个美好的光景。
Then indeed, if everyone has learning before the Lord, then we can have a good condition.
另外也请记住一件事情，对一个每一个个人来讲。
Also remember to each of us.
这三件事情呢，都 同时在并行的。
That all these three things are going together at the same time.
对，你不是只在家中学，学好之后才来教会学。
You can't just learn at home first and say, oh, I have learned, and then I come to the church to learn.
对，很多时候我是在教会里面学功课。
Oftentimes, you know, I learn my lessons in the church.
然后那个功课发现我可以带回到我的工作和家庭里面，叫我在这些的范围里面得祝福。
And I find that then I bring these lessons home, and in my work and at home, I can be blessed.
好，我想我们第一个就是要有一个希望有一个活泼的认识，我们有一条路是要走的。
I hope we have a lively understanding that we have a course to go on.
然后接下来就是在这条天路，它是有一个目的的，是有标杆的。
And this heavenly way, it has a purpose and it has a goal.
然后在过程当中，我以前提过好几次，它有一个引路柱。
And well, on this path, I've mentioned before, there is this signpost.
我再复习一下，在耶利米书三十一章。
I'll review again in Jeremiah 31.
耶利米书三十一章的二十一节。
In verse 21.
耶利米书三十一章二十一节，以色列民啊，你当为自己设立指路碑，竖起引路柱。你要留心向大路，就是你所去的原路。你当回转，回转到你这些城邑。
Jeremiah 31, verse 21. Set up signposts, make landmarks, set your heart toward the highway, the way in which you went. Turn back, O virgin of Israel. Turn back to these your cities.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们走这条路的时候呢，主已经放下了很多的标志，很多 sign 给我们引导。
First and sisters, when we are walking on this way, the Lord has already put before us many signposts to lead us.
对，我们不能够有一些理由说啊，这个路我实在是完全觉得很模糊，摸不着方向。
We can't say that, oh, you know, this road, you know, I can't see, you know, I can't see the direction.
主当然希望我们走在对的路上。
The Lord wants us to walk on the right way.
他当然放了许许多多能够引导我们走在对的路上的标志。
Of course, He has set before us signposts that will help us walk on the right way.
这就是为什么当我在讲到生命之路的时候，我提到一些指路、引路柱。
And that is why, when I was sharing on the way of life, I mentioned all those landmarks.
但我可能当时也讲的不完全，里面讲比如我记得我提到说，我们要注意到我们生命那个本质的改变。
Maybe it was not complete, but I have mentioned that we have to see that.That nature of our lives, the change in that nature.
然后我们要注意到我们在生命的经历里面有光照。
That in our life experience, we have to experience that there is light, enlightening us.
对，这个光照一方面叫我们知罪，一方面叫我们能够认识神。
This shining of the light within us will cause us to have conviction of sin and also to know God.
但我们生命的经历还有很多。
And indeed, we have many other life experiences.
但是神的的确确放下了很多这些的印证跟标志，来叫我们知道我们是否走在生命之路上。
But the Lord has put down these signposts to confirm if we are walking on this way of life.
所以我也讲到教会之路。
And I also speak of the way of the church.
我们有一个认识，就是说我们是把神的家当作是自己的家。
And we have an understanding that God's house is our house.
我们不是把神的家当作一个旅馆。
That God's house is not a hotel.
所以你就不会有一个说法说这个家或者说这个教会它不适合我。
So we can't say that, you know, this church is not suitable for me.
对，不管是不。先不论适不适合这句话讲的对不对
啊？We don't go into whether it's right to say I'm suitable or not.
所以如果这是我的家的话，我是当中的一份。
If this is my house, I'm a part of this.
实在是谈不上所谓的适合或是不适合。
You don't even get to whether it's suitable or not.
因为这是我的家，我是这个家的主人。
Because this is my house, I'm the owner of the house.
对，所以我想， 我们有一些那个标志的，叫我们能够学习走在这些路上。
So we have these signposts to show us that we are walking on this way.
我今天讲的哈，可能比较像是十字架之路的预备。
What I'm going to share today is more like the preparation of walking the way of the cross.
也就是说，我们开始能够多认识一下什么叫做十字架的路。
That we can begin to understand what it means by the way of the cross.
我这边要提一个事情啊。
I want to mention one thing.
就为什么我不把那个传福音或是参加聚会也把它放在引路柱里面呢？
Why I did not put to preach the gospel and then to come and meet together as part of as the signposts.
意思是说，如果这个人他一直在传福音
，say that this person is preaching the gospel，
或是说这个人他一直在聚会
，this person is always gathering together。
这边就有一个标志，他走在对的路上。
There's a signpost that he's walking on the right path。
为什么我不把这个事情摆在引路柱的这个范围里面？
There is a landmark that he is walking the right path, but it's not a signpost.
对，也就是说，虽然这些事情是应该要做的。
Yes, indeed, that these are things that we ought to do.
但是你做了也不见得你在走在对的路上。
But even if we do these things, it doesn't mean that we are walking on the right way.
因为有可能一个人他真的的确有在传福音。
Indeed, someone is preaching the gospel.
也一直固定在聚会。
And also come to the meetings.
但是却没有生命真正的改变。
But there is no true life change in him.
也不愿意背起他的十字架。
And unwilling to bear his own cross.
你发现其实他并没有在走在主的道路上。
And we realize that he's not walking on the way of the Lord.
所以我没有办法把这个事情把它放在引路柱或是那个指路碑里面。
So I can't put these on the signposts and landmarks.
它的次序应该是这样子哦。
So this is the order.
在我们生命当中经历主救恩的宝贵。
So in our life we experience the preciousness of God's salvation.
然后我们里面就生发出那个想要传福音的负担。
And in us have this burden to preach the gospel.
然后在传福音的过程当中，你发现你必须要放下自己。
And in during preaching the gospel, you realize that you have to lay down yourself.
你必须要付出你的时间。
You have to give up your time.
然后有时候你必须要放下你的面子。
You have to give up your face.
因为有时候你付出时间，你没有别人不信。
You give your time, but people don't want to believe.
然后放下面子，因为有的人他可能嘴巴不讲，但他心里面在笑你。
But you have put down your face too, because even the person doesn't say it, but he's laughing at you.
我慢慢发现，原来传福音，我需要背起我的十字架。
And I realized that when I preach the gospel, I need to bear my own cross.
然后我又发现啊，传福音没有果效，没有人信。
And I realized that when I preach, nobody come to believe. There is no effectiveness.
然后神就引导说，我这个人需要学习背起十字架，好叫我里面有生命的那个有生命的表现，能够传递生命。
So the Lord showed to me that I have to have this life, then I can have this life that flow through me to reach others.
然后我们又发现说啊，传福音不是我一个人做的事情。
And I also realized that preaching the gospel, I can't do it by myself.
因为我以前邀请人就大家都不来的。
Because in the past, when I invite people, they don't come.
所以我发现需要弟兄姊妹，他们有一些是会邀请人的。
So I need brothers and sisters, those who know how to invite friends.
啊，有些弟兄姊妹他能够在言语上面，在见证上面比较能够帮助这个朋友。
Some brothers and sisters in their words, in their testimony, they can help this friend.
然后有的弟兄或姊妹他比较愿意能够关心朋友他的生活。
And some brothers and sisters, they care about the daily living of the friend.
我发现这个就算是传福音，我也必须要走在教会的路上。
And even preaching the gospel, I have to walk on the way of the church.
当有人信主之后
，And when somebody believes,
那怎么办呢
？Then what
do we do? 他怎么被建造呢
？How can he be built up?
我发现原来 他必须在教会的环境里面能够受供应，并且能够被建立。
He has to be in the church environment for him to be built up to grow.
然后继续发现说，原来神要人信主呢，是要寻找能够建立他家的材料。
And I realized that when God wants people to believe, you know, when He brings these people home, He wants to find materials to build His house.
他要建立人成为一批成熟的神的儿女，能够叫神的家成为神的居所。
He wants to build everyone up so that they can be in His body to be His dwelling place.
对，我希望我能够表达为什么我们会用生命之路，用十字架之路跟教会之路。来做一个总 summary 来表达我们在走什么路。
I hope brothers and sisters understand why we use the way of the way of life, the way of the cross, and way of the church to summarize the way that we are walking on.
弟兄姊妹，这其实是我们今天在这里聚会的目的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the purpose that we gather together here today.
我们在这边聚会的目的就是愿意我们众弟兄姊妹，我们这一批人。愿意走在神所要我们走的这条路上。
That we hope that we are gathering here, that we all pursue to walk on the way that God has laid for us.
但弟兄姊妹，我们话说回来，如果我们从来都没有负担传福音
，Friends and sisters, if we do not have this burden to preach the gospel,
对，或是我们也不怎么想要聚会
，And if we do not, feel like gathering together,
这也表明我们的光景不行，我们。可能走的路也不对。
It also shows to us that you know our condition and maybe that's not right and you know.
我们下个问题哈，就是我刚刚讲到说我们有一条路要走，我也讲到说我们所谓的路是什么路。
I mentioned that we have a course to go on and what it is.
下一个我们要问自己的问题是说，你是否愿意走完这一段路程？
The next question for us is that are we willing to finish this course?
我们翻到《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章的第二十三到二十四节。
Acts chapter 20 verses 23-24.
使徒行传二十章二三二四，但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证说，有捆锁与患难等待我。我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
Except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me, but none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus.To testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
对，刚才我们念提摩太那个书信的时候，是讲到提摩太后书，是保罗有点像是在跟提摩太告别。
When we read Second Timothy, it's like Paul saying farewell to Timothy.
这边我们念的是保罗似乎是在向以弗所教会的长老们告别。
This is like Paul saying farewell to the elders in Ephesus.
也就是说，他接下来的路程呢，他有可能会丧失他的性命。
That in the course ahead, that he might lose his life.
所以他有一些话想要对着亲爱的弟兄们来讲。
So he has some words he wants to say to his dear brethren.
同时也是鼓励，也是在他可能离世之前呢，鼓励他所亲爱的弟兄们。
And words of encouragement for his brethren.
所以你会发现说，对保罗来讲
，So to Paul,
行完主的路程是最重要的一件事情。
The most important thing is to finish the course.
就算是有捆锁或是患难
，Even if there were chains and tribulations,
或是有性命的危险
，or the threat of life.
这些都比不上他想要把这个路程行完的那个心志。
This is nothing compared to his want to finish that course.
也就是说，在许许多的事情里面，他有一个优先次序。
That in all in so many things he has his priority.
最优先的事情是我要行完主 量给我的这一生的路程。
That the first thing is to finish the course that the Lord has measured out for me.
好叫主他所托给我的那个 ministry 那个职事呢，我能够把它真的是能够完成。
That I can finish the ministry which I received from the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想这个我总是觉得主要我们做一个跟随他的人。
Brothers and sisters, I always feel the Lord wants us to be ones who follow Him.
他好像没有在勉强我们。
He's not making us do it or forcing us.
对，他总希望我们这个人是甘心乐意的来跟随他。
He wants us that we willingly come and follow Him.
所以我们这边要问一个问题是，我这个人我是否愿意让在我这一生当中行完主所要我走的路程。
So we have to ask ourselves, are we willing that in this life we finish this course that has been measured up for us?
对，有的时候我们以为我们愿意。
Sometimes we may feel that we are willing.
但是我们其实在很多那个指路飞的事情上面，其实我们并没有照着这些的标志来行。
But many times when we see on these signposts, we are not walking according to these.
对，我可能也没有真的在主的光中来行。
Maybe I did not walk in His light.
我可能也不想舍弃我的自己。
Maybe I do not want to give up myself.
对，我以为我愿意，但是其实很多的标志我其实都没有在照着往前行。
I may think I'm willing, but when I look at the signposts, I'm not walking forward.
对，我们也有可能有一个问题，就是我不愿意走。
Maybe you have another question, I'm not willing to walk.
我知道这样走应该是对的，因为这也是主的心意。
I feel that walking this way is right, because this is the heart of the Lord.
但是我似乎就是不想要走。
But it's just as if I don't want to walk.
没有那个意愿。
I don't have, you know, that desire to walk on.
对，有时候严重的话，我们开始扭曲神的心意跟目的。
And sometimes more seriously, we kind of distort or twist the will of God.
对，我虽然不愿意走，但是其实我因为把那个目的改掉了，我觉得我有在走。
You know, sometimes I'm not willing to walk, but I change God's will, and then, you know,It's as if I'm still walking on it.
所以弟兄姊妹，我觉得对我来讲一个很困难的事情。
Brothers and sisters, to me there is a difficulty.
就是如何能够让弟兄姊妹们，我们都愿意来走这条路。
How do we cause brothers and sisters to be willing to walk on this way?
因为这是一个心的问题。
It's a matter of the heart.
所以我们可以做很多的描述，做很多的。似乎上言语上的鼓励。
We can, you know, describe a lot, and we can also have words of encouragement.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的要来到主的面前，来回答主的问题：我是否愿意
？Brothers and sisters, we have to come before our Lord and answer the Lord. Are we willing?
在往下走的时候呢，我们还继续问说：你是真的愿意吗
？And as we continue to walk.We have to ask ourselves, are we truly willing?
如果主在这条路上他有要求你要付代价，你还会愿意吗？
If on this course, you know, the Lord some things that the Lord requires of us to pay the price to walk, are we still willing?
主对每个基督徒有个呼召是做门徒。
The Lord has a calling for all Christians to be disciples.
其实做门徒就是跟从主。
To be a disciple is to follow the Lord.
跟从主，就做门徒就是一批跟随主的人。
To be disciples is those who follow the Lord.
对，主不仅放下很多的那个指路碑。
Not only he put down many signposts.
而且主亲自的在前面引导我们，带领我们。
But he himself is there before us, leading us.
做门徒呢，就是接一个接受神带领的人。
To be a disciple is to accept the leading of the Lord.
然后跟从主的带领。
To follow His leading.
所以呢，当我们一个人不愿意做门徒的时候
，So when we are not willing to be a disciple,
他基本上就是一个不愿意跟从主的人。
Then basically, he's one who doesn't want to follow the Lord.
那我们就要想一个事情了。如果我这个人不再跟从主，我在跟从什么呢
？We have to ask the question: If we are not following the Lord, then what are we following?
我跟从世界。
Do I follow the world?
甚至我可能在跟从撒旦，我自己都不知道。
Or maybe I'm following Satan and I do not know.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们愿意要一个做一个答应神呼召做门徒的人。
So brothers and sisters, let us be one who answered the Lord's call to be His disciple.
这个方面，我要引用那个路加福音十四章。
I want to use Luke chapter 14.
路加福音十四章，我会多念点圣经。
I'll read more from the Bible.
路加福音的十四章十五到二十节。
Chapter 14, verses 15 through 20.
同席的有一人听见这话，就对耶稣说：“在神国里吃饭的有福了。”耶稣对他说：“有一人摆设大宴席，请了许多客。到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去对所请的人说：‘请来吧，样样都齐备了。’”众人异口同音的推辞，头一个说：“我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你准我辞了。”又有一个说：“我买了五对牛，要去试一试，请你准我辞了。”又有一个说：“我才娶了妻，所以不能去。”
Now when one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God."Then he said to him, A certain man gave a great supper and invited many, and sent his servants at supper time to say to those who were invited, Come, for all things are now ready. But they all with one accord began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused. And another said, I have bought five yoke of oxen, and I am going to test them. I ask you to have me excused. Still another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.
啊、照着我的理解，这边讲到那个天国里面的邀请，天国的邀请。
And according to my understanding, this is the invitation to enter the kingdom.
所以神希望人能够进到那个天国。
So the Lord wants us to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
大家，但是大部分那个被呼召的人都拒绝了。
But then those who are called, refused.
我们在念十四章的二十五到三十五节。
And chapter 14, verses 25 to 35.
对，所以14章25到35比较长哈。有极多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先做下算计花费，能盖成不能呢？恐怕安了地基不能成功。看见的人都笑话他说，这个人开了工却不能完工。或是一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先做下卓粮，能用一万兵去敌那领二万兵来攻打他的吗？若是不能，就趁敌人还远的时候，派使者去求和席的条款。这样，你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。盐本是好的，盐若失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？或用在田里，或堆在粪里，都不合适，只好丢在外面。有耳可听的，就应当听。
Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it?Lest, after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish? Or what king, going to war against another king, does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. So likewise,Whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land nor for the dunghill, but men throw it out. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们在前面那个神国的宴席的时候，我们去体会一下。
When in the kingdom of God, the banquet, let us consider.
也就是说，主已经预备了一个宴席给我们许多的人。
The Lord has prepared a banquet for many.
但是众人有个反应在十八节。
And all have this respond in verse 18.
就众人异口同音的推辞。
They all with one accord began to make excuses.
他们可能各样的 excuse, 各样的原因都不同。
Maybe all the excuses were all different.
但是神在听大家的回应的时候有一个感觉。
But when God is listening to the response, he senses this.
好像大家都有一个非常同样的一个声音，就是我要推辞。
But there is like the same voice that I want to excuse myself.
我在读这个比喻的时候
，When I was reading this parable,
我只能够去体会为什么主要这样子讲。
I can only feel, you know, kind of try to feel why the Lord wants to say this.
主的感觉好像就是说我今天有一个国度的奖赏。
It's like the Lord is saying, I have this reward, this kingdom.
在那里为着众儿女们预备。
For all my children, I have prepared for them.
我在那边预备一个是很大的宴席。
I prepared this great banquet.
但当我真的去，当主真的去邀请我们要不要进天国的时候。
When the Lord come and ask us, to enter the kingdom.
没有想到，应该说我没有想到众人异口同音的推辞。
I cannot imagine that they all with one accord begin to make excuses.
有时候有一个形容词真的形容很好，就是主耶稣可能有很心酸的感觉。
There is a good description that the Lord Jesus probably felt
可能是很 sorrow,
very sorrowful.
是他准备了，但是却大家却异口同音的在那边推辞不要。
He has prepared, but they with one accord began to make excuses. They don't want it.
对，这是主耶稣在一个方面的感觉。
This is one side of how the Lord felt.
然后到了25节到35节的时候又不太一样。
And in verses 25 to 35 is different.
但我岔开一点点，他最后讲说有耳可听的就应当听。
But I want to say that at the very end he said that he who has ears to hear, let him hear.
对，我应该是上次提到说我们要听到神的声音。
And last time I said that we have to hear God's word.
弟兄姊妹，这边神特别提到说，我们要听到神的声音。
We have to hear God's voice.
这段话有耳可听的人就应该听的。
Here say he has ears to hear, let him hear.
所以这段我特别把它带出来，这是神要对我们讲的一段话。
I want to bring out that this passage the Lord wants as he's speaking to us.
然后另外一个场景是这样子，25节有好多的人。
And here, in a different scene,
有一大堆的人好像在跟主耶稣走在一起。
In verse 25, then great multitudes they went with him.
哎，照理讲，如果我是主耶稣的话，我应该觉得挺高兴的。
If I were Jesus, then I would be very happy.
就一大堆，就前面不是都不来吗？
And they didn't want to come.
现在一大批人在跟主耶稣同行。
They didn't want to come earlier, but now great multitudes went with him.
那主耶稣很冷静。
But the Lord Jesus was very still.
他特别对这一批人说，有一些条件你们要听进去的。
He purposefully told them that there are some requirements you have to consider.
如果你要做一个跟从我的人
，If you want to be one who follows me，
有几件事情请大家要注意听。
You have to pay attention to these things.
你的对神的爱要胜过这一切。
Your love to God has to be above these.
你要做一个背十字架的人。
That's to surpass this. You have to be one who bears the cross.
你要做一个撇下一切的人。
One who forsake all.
才能够做一个跟从我的门徒。
Then you can be one, a disciple who follows me.
所以很多人。
So many.
但是主耶稣说，请注意，你们与我好像表面在与我同行。但是实际上的本质呢，我在找真正跟从我的人。
On the surface, many great multitudes are following him, but the Lord is looking deep in, truly who really wants to follow him.
我后面一半是根据这段的圣经来交通的。
My second half of the message is according to this passage.
但是在我交通之前呢，我要讲一个事情。
But before I share, I want to point out to something.
因为大家 因为通常我们读这段的时候会觉得很难。
Usually when we read this passage, it's very difficult.
会觉得主的要求是不是太过分？
This is the Lord, you know, overboard, you know, asking us all of these.
对，伟修弟兄刚一开始讲的时候，你愿意跟从主吗？我愿意。
Brothers, I ask, you know, are we willing to follow the Lord? I'm willing.
那马上又来看这段圣经的时候，我就非常的迟疑。
But then, you know, I start to stop and think because of this passage.
所以这是我下半段想要提的，就是说，一方面主他不勉强我们。
I want to mention that on one hand, the Lord doesn't force us.
但是主在我们身上有权利要求我们做他的门徒。
But the Lord, He has this right over us to require of us to be His disciples.
我要先表达一个事情，就是神的权柄。
I want to express something first that God has His authority.
我们看一下那个约翰福音第一章十二节。
John chapter 1 verse 12.
约翰福音一章十二节，这个我等一下会用到。
I will use later.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name.
我们再来看马太福音第六章十三节。
Matthew 6:13.
马太福音六章十三节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 13.
不叫我们遇见试探。救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
请注意一下，这边有国度、权柄跟荣耀。
There is kingdom, power and glory.
Kingdom, power. 它这个 power 其实也就是 authority 的意思。
This power also means authority.
然后马太福音的第二十八章十八节。
Matthew 28:18.
马太福音二十八章十八节，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”
Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth."
OK， 所以弟兄姊妹有一个。认识好，就是我们刚刚有读到国度、权柄和荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, we have to have an understanding. We have read about the kingdom, the authority, and glory.
也就是说，在神的心意里面，国度要被建立起来。
In God's heart, the kingdom, has to be built.
神要得荣耀。
The Lord will have His, God will have His glory.
还有一个事情是，神要恢复他的权柄。
God wants to recover His authority, His power.
所以当主耶稣钉十字架复活，
When the Lord Jesus was nailed to the cross and after He resurrected,
他特别讲一句话，他说：“天上地上一切的权柄，现在都已经归给我了。”
That authority in heaven and earth has been given to Him.
当然，我们在这个世界上面可以去领会一下权柄。
And on this earth, we can sort of understand this authority.
比如，如果是有警察或是公安执法人员，他是一个法律上的权柄。
When there are police, and the law enforcement, they are the authority.
当孩子还小的时候呢，父母是孩子们的权柄。
And when the children are young, the parents are the authority.
但虽然这些权柄不一定都非常合适在非常合适的在执行他们的权柄，不一定，但是他们是权柄。
Even though not necessary that these authority are truly doing the work of being authority, but they are still authority.
然后在神的权柄里面，他的目的不是在压迫人。
And God's authority, His purpose is not to oppress.
其实他是在定次序，也是要建立人。
But He is setting order and to build men up.
比如说在学校里面有校规，是学校规定的一种权柄。
And in the school, they have this, the rules and, what the school has set.
对，比如说他进了120学分要毕业。
You have to have 120 credits to graduate.
你就要照着这个规则，照着这个权柄。
You have to do according to this, rules and, this authority.
你100个学分是毕不了业。
You can't graduate with only 100 credits.
然后校规里面规定说不可以作弊。
And in the school, they say you cannot cheat.
所以这些的权柄呢是叫学生能够把书读好。
And these authority is to have to, kids to, the children to really study.
他的目的是在建立学生。
It's to build the students up.
然后不仅叫他们在学成绩上面要有一定的标准。
To have a standard, in their school, the grades.
而且你不可以作弊，这些是叫一些的态度上面。要能够有一个对的态度，他是在建立人。
And in the matter of no cheating is to have to let the students have the right attitude.
我今天讲用到这个字的时候呢，我会比较着重在权力。
When I use the word authority, I want to focus on the right.
在中文圣经里面，你找不到权力这个词，你只看得到权柄。
In the Chinese version, you can only see authority. You cannot find the word right.
但是但这个字呢，它除了权柄之外，里面也带着权力的意思。
This word authority, it also includes right.
比如说刚才我们讲到说，我们接受主耶稣到心里面，他就赐给我们权柄做神的儿女。
As when we mentioned, when we received the Lord Jesus into our heart, He gave us right to become children of God.
这个表示说我现在有一个身份，有一个资格，有一个权利是成为神的儿女。
That I have this qualification, you know, this identity to become a children of God.
对，有的时候我们去理解权柄，的确它有可能是从上到下，从高位去执行它的能力。
And when oftentimes when we mention authority, we see that it's from top down to bottom to exercise the authority.
对，去他希望这个这个在下方的人呢，能够照着他的原则来执行。
That ones who are under can do according to his principles.
但我想表达一个权力的意思，就是说他有这个资格来要求一些事情。
That when I want to say right is that he has the
他有一个资格或者他有一个身份，他可以很合理的做这个事情。
qualification. He has this qualification. He's qualified to ask of us.
我记得以前有弟兄讲到这个一个有趣的观察。
I remember this observation by a brother.
他说他的女儿长大了，嫁人了。
That his daughter grew up and married.
儿子长大了，娶了媳妇。
And his son grew up and married.
然后当那个他女儿已经是很大的人回到家。
When his daughter, you know, already grown up, you know, came home.
他一回到家的时候就直接钻进妈妈的被窝里面跟妈妈聊天。
She went straight away in the under the blankets to chat with her mom.
那个媳妇从来不敢这么做。
And the daughter-in-law never dare do that.
媳妇就是站着好好的，就跟妈妈请安。
And the daughter-in-law just you know stood there and greeted the mother-in-law.
但对于这个妈妈来讲，她没有什么太大差别，她觉得两个都是她的女儿。
But to the mother, there's no difference. Both are her daughters.
但是只有她那个原本那个女儿啊，她有一个权利可以钻进妈妈被窝里面。
But only the daughter, you know, has the right to go under the blankets of the mom.
所以在神要恢复的事情上，他要恢复他的权柄。
But the Lord, when He recovers, He wants to recover His authority.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天成为神的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, we become children of God.
我们要先问一个问题，我是否愿意神在我身上恢复他的权柄？
Are we willing to let the Lord, you know, have his right to recover that, his right over us?
对不对？我们愿意让神在我们身上恢复有他的荣耀。
We want, the Lord to have his glory to be recovered here.
恢复有他的见证。
His testimony.
我们是否愿意让神在我们身上恢复他的权柄？
Are we willing that he has the right over us?
在他恢复我们身上 authority 那个权柄之前，我们来先来思想他在我们身上的权利，那个 right.
Before he had recovered his authority over us, we have to consider his right over us.
所以如果我们回到路加福音十四章，
When we go back to Luke chapter 14,
做门徒的第一件事情是让耶稣做我的主。
The first thing, to be disciple of the Lord is for him to be our Lord.
所以什么叫做耶稣是我的主？
What does it mean for Jesus Christ to be my Lord?
也就是说我一生的主权是转移在我们主耶稣的身上。
That my entire life, the authority, this right of my life has been transferred to the Lord.
我的时间
my time,
我的工作
my work,
我的婚姻
my marriage,
然后我的行事为人
on all that I am,
我的聚会生活
and also my gathering with brothers and sisters,
我怎么样教养我的小孩
and how do I bring up my children,
我怎么去用我的日子。
How do I use my life?
他现在是我的主人。
How do I use my days? He is now my Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们把自己奉献给主，永远是跟随主的第一步。
Brothers and sisters, to consecrate ourselves to the Lord is always the first step when we say we follow the Lord.
为什么神可以这样给我，这样向我们要求？
Why does God have can that He can ask of me this?
请再记得哈。我们的神，我们的主希望我们做一个奉献的人，但是他不勉强你。
Brothers and sisters, remember, the Lord wants us to be those who have consecrated to Him, but He doesn't force us.
为什么他可以要求我们做一个奉献的人？
How come He can ask of us, require of us to be one who consecrates?
因为他在我们身上有权利。
Because He has the right.
一个方面，比如说我今天在店里面看到一个想。很喜欢的电脑。
Like if I go to the store, I see a computer that I really like.
对，我在店里面只有一个权利去摸摸它的键盘看一看。
In the store, I can only have the right to, you know, kind of touch the keyboard and you know, see how it goes.
但当我付了钱把这个电脑买回家之后。
But when I paid the price and I brought this computer home.
对，我是这个电脑的主人。
I'm the owner.
我有权利。能够安装什么样的软件，我有权利叫他做什么样的工作。
I have the right to put in any of the software to ask the computer to do anything.
弟兄姊妹，主能够要求我们奉献，因为他自己是一个奉献的人。
The Lord Jesus can require of us to consecrate ourselves because He offered it Himself.
因为他对我们这个人是没有任何的保留。
He doesn't withhold anything from us.
他先为我们放在祭坛上。为我们完全的献上。
For us, he offered himself on the altar and gave himself completely.
他在祭坛上面，在十字架上面，严格来讲，就是把自己全部完全烧尽。
On the altar, on the cross, he had fully, completely burned.
对，当主这个救赎的计划，当神救赎的计划，要我们在主耶稣身上执行的时候。
When the plan of salvation is to be executed on the Lord Jesus.
他说，我完全摆上。
He said, I offer myself completely.
我一点的保留都没有。
I do not withhold anything.
我连一点的折扣都没有。
No deduction.
我一次献上就成了永远的赎罪祭。
I gave myself once and for all to be the sacrifice.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的主他自己先把自己摆在那个祭坛上。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord himself first laid on the altar.
他百分之百为着救我们把自己奉献了。
100% fully, he consecrated himself.
所以今天他有一个权利，要求我们也做一个奉献的人。
So today he has the right to ask of us, to require of us to be one who consecrate ourselves.
我们有听到弟兄们有讲到绝对这件事情。
We have heard brothers mention absolute.
弟兄姊妹，奉献是一个人开始明白什么是绝对的那个行动。
Brothers and sisters, consecration is the first step to understand what it means to be absolute.
因为当我们把自己奉献给主的时候，那个叫做 100%， 那是100%。
When we consecrate ourselves to the Lord, that is 100%.
它并不表示说我今天就不犯罪。
It doesn't mean that we will not sin.
也不表示说我以后觉得很有把握，我可以跟到底。
Or in the future, you know, I have such assurance that I can, you know, walk all the way to the end.
我就是因为没有把握，我就是因为对自己没信心，所以我把自己百分之百献给主。
Because I cannot trust myself, but 100%, that is why I give myself completely to the Lord.
对，当我们一开头有这样一个奉献的时候，我能开始明白什么叫做绝对。
And if in the beginning we consecrate ourselves, then we start to understand what it means to be absolute.
然后当我们主他有个要求，他要求我们爱这些都不能够胜过爱主。
That when the Lord requires of us, when we love these things, that we cannot surpass our love to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，不要误会这句话。
Brothers and sisters, do not misunderstand these words.
对，万一你一误会，就觉得说好像信耶稣的人。就开始不爱自己爸爸妈妈了。
If you misunderstand, then you might think that Christians do not love their parents.
不是的。
It is not.
他的意思是说，在所有你所爱的人事物当中呢，我们应该把最单纯的爱，把主摆在第一位。
It is that in all the people and things that you love.That the Lord is the first in that very pure love toward the Lord.
其实当一个人越爱主的时候，他才比较懂得什么叫做爱父母。
Truly speaking, only when a person truly loves the Lord, then he can begin to understand what it means to love his parents.
一个人真正第一位是爱主的时候，他才比较懂得怎么叫做爱妻子。
When you love the Lord first, then you know what it is to love your wife.
为什么主能够要求我们来尽心尽性？尽意尽力来爱他呢
？How come the Lord can ask of us to love Him with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength?
因为是主他先全心的爱了我。
Because the Lord first He loves us wholeheartedly.
弟兄姊妹，主他真的是全心全意爱我。
Brothers and sisters, indeed our Lord loves us wholeheartedly.
他的爱是不带任何条件。
It's unconditional.
他就算是我在不信主之前对他的轻看。对他的抵挡。
Even though before I believe in him, I despise him, I go against him.
我做这些反对他的事情，他仍然爱我。
He still loves me when I was against him.
所以当我信主之后，我会软弱，会对他冷淡，会偏行己路，但他仍然爱我。
And after I believe in him, in India, you know, I have my weaknesses. I would grow cold. Yet he still loves me.
对，有首诗篇，他说神对我的意念好多。
And the psalmist says that you know he has many thoughts for me.
他说比那个海沙更多。
It's more than the sand.
每次我想到这个时候，我就觉得神真的是很顾念到我们。
Every time I think about this, you know, I know he cares about us.
有时候我去想，可能我的孩子该做什么事情，某个弟兄姊妹可能什么样的情况，我的思想很有限。
Sometimes when I think, you know, what my child, you know, has to do, and what brothers and sisters are going through, you know, my thoughts are very limited.
啊，我可能想到这个事情就忘了那个事情，想到这个人可能就忘了那个人。
Maybe I think about this thing and I forget the another, or I, you know, I think about this brother or sister and I forget the other.
但是他这边有个表达，就是说神对我们的。意念，他对我们的思想，对我们的各样的那个考量，比海沙更多。
But it says here that the Lord has thoughts for us, you know, it's more than the sand.
然后他的眼目在天上一直顾念着那个向他心存诚实的人。
And his eyes, even up in heaven, he's looking and remembering those who have a right heart before him.
我们不要觉得好像神一直在看我，觉得好像有点。全身不舒服。
Do not feel that the Lord is watching you, and you're feeling very uneasy.
弟兄姊妹，我们神一直在想你，一直在注视你，是因为他爱我们。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is watching you. He's focusing on you because He loves us.
然后他的对我们的爱呢，是永不动摇的。
His love for us is unshakable.
大山可以被挪开，被动摇，小山可以被挪开，但他对我们的慈爱就永远不改变。
Even though the mountains, you know, can be moved and the hills can be shaken, but his love toward us, you know, cannot be changed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我神的爱实在太大了，我今天只是讲一点点。
Brothers and sisters, how great is the love of God? But I can only speak so little today.
但是我想要提醒的是说，为什么神可以有权利？要求我们全心全意的来爱他。
But I want to share why the Lord has this right to ask of us to follow Him wholeheartedly.
对，是因为他在创世以前，直到今天，他已经先爱了我们。
Because from beginning to now, He first loved us.
所以他有一个权利说，你也应该来爱神。
So he has this right to say you ought to come and love God.
然后他讲到说要背起我们的十字架。
And he said to bear our cross.
他为什么可以要求我们背起自己的十字架来跟从他？
How is it that he can ask of us to bear our own cross to follow him?
因为主耶稣他自己先已经为我们背了十字架。
Because the Lord Jesus himself has already bear the cross for us.
对，他来到地上之前呢，他已经知道他的结局是被钉死的。
Before he comes to the earth, he knows that his end is to be nailed to the cross.
他在一生走在地上的路，他知道他的结局是钉死在十字架上。
His whole life on this earth, he knows that the end is to be nailed to the cross.
对，他有过动摇吗？从来没有。
Has he ever been shaken? Never.
对，圣经讲到说他的脸面好像那个石头一样，他铁了心肠，就是要走这条十字架的路。
He was very determined to go forward on this way of the cross.
他里面下了一个极大的一个定义，我就是要在十字架上为人而死。
He has set his heart to go die on the cross for men.
对，我昨天有跟一些弟兄姊妹讲到。
I shared brothers and sisters last night.
对，他舍弃他是在一生当中呢，他一直走卑微的路。
In his life, he walked a way of humility.
对，他从神成为人，已经是一个降卑，很大的一个降卑。
From to be God and to come as man is already coming down. He humbled himself.
他没有生在帝王或是有钱的家庭里面。
He wasn't born in the kingdoms.
但他身为一个木匠的家庭。
But in the house of a carpenter.
他不仅是成为人，他成为一个比较阶级低下的一个家庭。
Not only to be a man, but in a family that is very humble.
对，不仅如此，他出来传道的时候是接受许多人的轻看跟嘲笑。
But also that when he came out to preach, also was despised and scorned.
他继续的降卑自己，他成了一个无罪的人，却被定了死罪，钉在十字架上。
And he continued to humble himself to the point that even though he was sinless, he was being nailed to the cross.
他在十字架上的时候，他还是没有想到自己。
Even on the cross, he wasn't thinking about himself.
他想的是说，父啊。赦免他们，因为他们不晓得他们做的是什么。
But he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么主可以要求我们做一个背十字架的人？
Brothers and sisters, why the Lord can require of us to ask of us to be one who bear our cross?
他有100%的权利这样子要求的。
He has 100% of this right.
因为他先为了我们背起了他的十字架。
Because he first bear his own cross for us.
那是一个极大的苦难。
That is a great affliction.
但是他却因为这个十字架能够带进喜乐，他就轻看这些羞辱。
But because the cross brings in joy, he despises these sufferings.
为什么主耶稣可以要求我们撇下一切来跟从他
？Why the Lord can ask of us to forsake all and come and follow him.
因为主他自己已经先为我们撇下了一切。
Because the Lord himself has forsaken all.
他舍弃天上的荣光，没有一点留恋的。
He forsaken all the glory in heavens.
地上的任何生活的舒适他也不要，人的尊重他也不要。
And all the comforts of this life and the respect of man.
一切都舍弃。
He forsaken all.
我们记得一个事情，当主耶稣在受撒旦试探的时候
，Remember when the devil tempted him，
撒旦给他看一个东西
，Satan showed him，
撒旦给他看全世界全地的那个荣华
，Satan showed him all the glory of this land，
他说你只要给我拜一下，我就这些全部都是你的
，And he said you just need to bow down worship me and all these are yours。
主耶稣 这些通通不要。
The Lord didn't want all any of these.
当他挂在十字架上的时候
，When he was nailed to the cross，
我相信，可能就只有一点点遮盖身体的布
，And maybe just very little cloth to cover himself.
因为他的里衣外衣全部被分走
，Because his rope has been given away.
所以有时候我们会觉得他好像赤身露体的被悬挂在天地之间。
Sometimes we feel that he's been hung between heaven and earth naked.
这个表明什么？
What does this represent?
他一点一滴都没有剩下。
He didn't keep for himself anything.
他为我们全部都撇下了。
He forsaken all for us.
当他在十字架上的时候，
When he was on the cross,
你发现他赤身露体，连一点点的东西都没有剩下。
He was there naked with nothing left.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么主可以要求我们撇下一切来跟从他？
Brothers and sisters, how come the Lord can require of us, ask of us to forsake all to follow him?
因为是他先把一切都为我们舍弃了，他没有留恋任何一点好处，他全部为我们舍弃了。
Because he first forsaken all.
所以今天他有一个权利来向我们这样有这样一个呼召。
So today he has this right to call us.
所以我弟兄姊妹，我希望我今天这样交通。
Brothers and sisters, I hope my sharing today.
你再重新来看十四章的后面这段话。
When you come, return to read chapter 14.
我希望你不再觉得主的要求是太过分。
I hope you do not still feel that the Lord went overboard asking, require of me of these.
你发现其实这些的要求主自己都已经先做到。
Because the Lord himself have already done these.
然后他出了重价把我们买赎回来。
He has paid a heavy price for us.
他完全有他的权利，他的 right, 要我们做一个奉献。跟从他的。
He has paid a heavy price to redeem us, so he has this right to ask of us to be one who consecrate ourselves to him.
但他还是不勉强我们。
But still, he doesn't force us.
对，许多人的同行，许多人在跟他一起走。
Many are following him.
对，他说现在这是真正什么叫做做门徒。
But he said now, what it is to be a disciple.
你们愿意吗？
Are you willing?
我们翻到约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
John 福音第六章的六十跟六十一节。
Chapter 6, verse 60-61.
John 福音六章六十六十一，他的门徒中有好些人听见了，就说这话甚难，谁能听呢？耶稣心里知道门徒为这话议论，就对他们说，这话是叫你们心里，叫你们厌弃吗？
Therefore many of his disciples when they heard this said, this is a hard saying, who can understand it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, does this offend you? 66-68.
从此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。耶稣就对那十二个门徒说，你们也要去吗？西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away? But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想我的目的是愿意我们彼此受鼓励。
Brothers and sisters, my purpose is that we are being encouraged one and another.
这话真的甚难吗？
Is this saying hard?
对，其实主耶稣的这些的呼召是叫我们得到真正的福气。
The Lord Jesus, His calling, indeed, He wants us to gain that true blessing.
我们不受这些各样的捆绑。
That we are not bound by all these things.
好像能够满身轻省的脱去许多缠累我们的，来做一个跟从主的人。
That we can do away with things that entangle us, and we can come and follow the Lord.
所以我们不要误会主说这话甚难。
So please do not misunderstand the Lord that saying that this is a hard saying.
但是主也不勉强我们。
But the Lord doesn't force us.
许多人退去了。
And many walk with him no more.
然后。如果是我的话，许多人退去，我已经有点难过了。
And for me, you know, if many walk with him no more, you know, I'm already very sad.
主耶稣竟然还加一句说，彼得，你们也要去吗？
And the Lord added, Peter, you know, do you also want to go away? He asked the 12.
你发现主一点都没有勉强。
The Lord never forces one bit.
彼得看着很多人去了。
And Peter saw many left.
然后主问他说，你们也要跟着走吗？
And the Lord asked them, do you also want to go away?
没有勉强。
The Lord said, I don't force you.
但是在彼得的心里面，他知道这条路是对的。
But in Simon Peter's heart, he knows that this way is right.
他里面有感觉说，主啊，如果我不跟着你的话，我要去哪里呢？
In him, he felt that, you know, Lord, if I do not follow you, then where do I go?
我不走你的路的话，我要走什么路呢？
If I do not go on your way, what way should I go on?
弟兄姊妹，西门彼得这句回答曾经给我很大的激励。
Brothers and sisters, the response of Simon Peter has once encouraged me.
我相信老约翰也许在他八九十岁的时候写这个福音书，心里也很有感触。
I believe that when John, at his old age, when he wrote this gospel, he also felt much.
他说可能在五六十年前的时候。
Maybe 50, 60 years before.
也许我们也是那个退去的那个。
Maybe we are ones who have went away.
但是那时候我们弟兄彼得回答一句很好的话。
But our brother Simon Peter responded well.
主啊，你有永生之道，我们还能够跟从谁呢？
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
对，这句话也是对我很大的鼓励。
And this word encouraged me.
如果我不继续走生命十架教会的路，我要走什么路呢？
If I do not continue to walk on the way of life, the way of the cross and the way of the church, then what way am I walking on?
对，我要跟着世界走吗？
Do I walk on the way of the world?
我要做一个不怎么爱主的人吗？
And to be one who doesn't really love the Lord.
然后我要做一个 主为我死为我奉献，但是我一生做一个不愿意奉献的人吗？
The Lord has already gave himself for me and consecrate himself. Do I live my life and not consecrated to the Lord?
我觉得我没有办法。
I find that I cannot do that.
我不敢说我一定走得都很好。
I do not say that I walk very well.
但至少我明白主在我身上有权力这样子来呼召我。
But I understand that the Lord has right over me to require of me this.
对，我也愿意说，主啊，你的的确确在我身上有这个权力，所以我愿意。
And indeed, I said, Lord, you know, you have indeed this right over me, and I'm willing.
而且我觉得这是我唯一可走的路。
And I feel that this is the only way I can go on.
我觉得如果不跟从主的话，我是一个无路可走的人。
If I do not follow the Lord, I have no other way.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我的一点的感觉就是说，在神恢复他的权柄的时候，
Brothers and sisters, I feel that when the Lord is recovering his authority,
我们先从一个主的权力来思想这件事情。
We first consider beginning with his right.
因为有时候我们想说权柄的时候，好像有一种压力。
Because sometimes when we think about authority, we feel like, you know, there's a pressure.
但是在这个权力的底下，我们主他是一个爱的要求。
But under this right, you know, our Lord, it's a requirement of love.
他是爱的激励。
It's a love that encourages us.
你如果要退去，如果不愿意，神不会去压制你。
Because if you want to go away, you know, the Lord doesn't force us.
但是如果我们一直想，一直去体会主为我们做的这许许多多。
But as we consider, we try to understand all that the Lord has done for us.
但是我们里面有个回应。
May we have this response.
主啊，是的，我理当做一个奉献的人。
That yes, Lord, I ought to be one who consecrate myself to thee.
主啊，是的，请你帮助我，我理当做一个全心来爱你的人。
That Lord help me, I ought to be one who love you wholeheartedly.
主啊，是的，你为我舍弃了一切，但愿我也能够抛下许多的重担，做一个一生跟随你的人。
That Lord, you've forsaken all for me, that I can put away all these burdens and to follow you all my life.
对，请你带领我走完我一生的路程。
That Lord, that you lead me to continue to finish this course.
我们一同有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们再次来到你的面前。
Lord, we once again we come before you.
在你的爱的呼召的底下。
In the call of love.
主啊，愿我们心向你打开。
Lord, that we open our hearts to you.
主啊，我们能够看见 主啊，你是这位为我们受死的主。
That we see you died for us.
你是这一位为我们一生舍己的主。
That you have denied yourself all your life.
主啊，愿我们主啊，你激励我们，让我们里面真的生发一个心愿，叫我们愿意做一个一生来跟随你的人。
Lord, encourage us, compel us that all our lives we love you.
主啊，不管有任何的环境，不管有任何的可能艰难或是阻碍，主啊，都不能够阻挡我们要行完我们一生的路程。
Lord, no matter the circumstance, no matter the difficulties, it cannot deter us to finish this course.
主啊，求你扶持我们每个人往前。
Lord, uphold us to, and help us forward.
对，把我们再次交在你的恩手当中。
Lord, we commit ourselves in your hands.
主啊，引导我们一步一步往前走你的路。
Lord, lead us step by step on your way.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 好，我们今天聚会就到这里。
You end our meeting here today.